The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded today to three scientists, Jean-Pierre Sauvage, Sergei Fraser-Stoddart, and Bernard L. Farinha, for their work in the growing field of nanoengineering. Specifically, it was for the design and synthesis of molecular machines, the building blocks of tiny robots that could one day revolutionize medicine, computing, and energy storage. We're joined now by Donna Nelson, president of the American Chemical Society and professor of organic chemistry at the University of Oklahoma in Norman. Welcome to you, and I know it's an exciting time for you as you've awaited the news of this year's Nobel Prize.
Yes, it absolutely is. You know, each year the chemical community has talks among itself. Well, what do you think the award will go to and who do you think will win it? And there's always so much excitement surrounding this. And it's really thrilling to get to hear the announcement.
So tell us what molecular machines are and why they're so important.
Well, those are going to be very tiny molecules that have a functionality, a specific functionality designed inside to make them do one intended operation or another when light is shined up on them, for example, or when they're heated. I think it's a really exciting area, for a number of reasons. They offer a lot of promise for the future, but also what better way to capture the fascination of the scientists of tomorrow than with these micro machines. I think it's absolutely fabulous.
And they're not like little machines with a motor. It's not like a tiny little car or something like that.
Correct.
Right. So,
correct.
So what are they exactly?
Well, each machine is a molecule. And so a molecule, of course, is a collection of atoms. And so they're designed and synthesized, and that in itself is a challenge, and then also proving that they have synthesized what they intended to synthesize is another challenge, and then building in the functionality so that they will move upon exposure to light or heat is another challenge, and then proving that the functionality actually works is another challenge. So it's a very challenging area. And these people have succeeded at every level. So it's fabulous what they've done.
It makes me think of, and I know that you're involved in some Hollywood depictions of chemistry, but it makes me think of the movie Innerspace, when they send a little tiny machine inside a person. Now, one of the winners has said that maybe one day these tiny little robots could be injected into the bloodstream to seek out cancer cells. What else could they do?
Well, I think that they have already been injected into the bloodstream to deliver some some medicines or pharmaceuticals. I think that most of the promise is going to come in the future. And, you know, each year, of course, the Nobel Prize greatly benefits the recipients, but it benefits all of us scientists in that it focuses the attention of the world on science. So in that way, it's a gift to all of us. We all benefit from it.
We've been talking this week about the different Nobel Prizes that have been awarded, and I noticed that this is the second one this week, in addition to the prize in medicine, that involves things that are tiny. What do you think that says, that the great research that's going on involves these tiny things you can't even see?
Yes. Well, nanomaterials has been a hot series of research for quite a while. We're constantly trying to focus on smaller and smaller quantities of molecules, smaller molecules, everything, because we're trying to reduce the amount of material that's required in the things we need to build. We're trying to design the molecules so that they'll go places they wouldn't go before. We're trying constantly to generate less and less waste, mm-hmm. So we're trying to make our chemistry green. I think that this award really hits on all of those areas in addition to the area that they specified. So it's fabulous in so many ways. It's really exciting.
What's the next thing that needs to be discovered? What's the next question we need to answer when it comes to these tiny molecular machines?
Well, I think that, we've got to explore the functionality this area is really going to blossom, and I would expect the functionalities and the applications of these molecules in particular to blossom in the near future faster than it would have done without the prize being given in this area.
And by the way, I have just been told that even though I said that it's not as if this would be a tiny little machine with a motor, such a thing does actually exist right now. There's a tiny car, I guess, that can go inside.
Yes. That's true, but I don't know that it has a motor. Uh-huh. I mean, it has been shown to roll down a sheet of graphene, so it has been shown to have the functionality of a little car. But, you know, a motor, I don't know about that.
Okay. That's Donna Nelson, president of the American Chemical Society and a professor of organic chemistry at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, joining us to talk about the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Donna, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.